Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dr. John here, live in an undisclosed location in Pearl River, Louisiana. I hope you're having a blessed day on this Good Friday, and it's a very good Friday. This is when our God and Savior, our Creator, Jesus Christ, we recognize him dying on the cross for our sin and shedding his blood and finishing the work of our salvation. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May it be on my lips all day long. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to go to Revelation chapter 5 today, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to read comments from John Gill. Yes, there's Albert Bowens today, John Gill. John Gill was a Baptist preacher in England, and pretty sound commentary. So let's get started. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within on the backside, sealed with the seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and of the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain." That's what we're talking about today. This lamb was slain. We recognize it on this day of his slaughter by man and being done by the Roman army. And they knew how to slaughter a person to keep them alive. And Jesus Christ is that lamb that they're talking about right here for us, and nobody else could touch the book. Let me start that. Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are of the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Yes. Yes. I want to read it again. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So it's not just Americans that Jesus was slain for. And again, I want to reiterate, this is a day that we acknowledge this event that they are singing about. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and peoples and nation. Hallelujah. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Hallelujah. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Read that again. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. The same one that we're recognizing today is who they're praising with a loud voice. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. And I appreciate our prayers are heard and that you hear our prayers. And I thank you, dear Lord, for this moment when you are being recognized in heaven and praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Let me read Mr. Gill's comments on this before our time is up. This is chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5. I think his name is John Gill. This chapter contains the vision of the sealed book and the opening of it by Christ, which occasions universal joy among all ranks and sorts of creatures. The book is described by the place where it was, in the right hand of God, by the uncommon manner in which it was written within and without, and by the seven seals it was sealed with, Revelation 5:1. Next follows a proclamation made by a mighty angel with a loud voice to find out a person worthy and able to open this book and loose his seals, verse 2, upon which a declaration is made that none could be found in heaven or hell, verse 3, which has such an effect upon John that it set him a-weeping, verse 4. But was comforted by one of the elders suggesting that there was a person that could and would do it when he calls the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, which are names of Christ, verse 5, of which he was assured by which he quickly saw, namely the same person the elders spoke of, described by his position, standing between the throne and the living creatures and elders, and by his similitude and likeness as a lamb that had been lately slain with seven horns and eyes in him, and by what he did, he went and took the book out of the right hand of God his father, verses 6 and 7. This occasioned a general joy among all kind of creatures, first among the four living creatures, the 24 elders, who are described by what they had, harps and golden vials, one for praise, the other for prayer. And by what they did, they fell down in worship, in a worshiping posture before the Lamb, and sung the new song of redeeming love to him, in which they ascribe worthiness to him to take the book and open its seals. Declare their redemption unto God by his blood out of all nations. Take notice of the honor done them by him in making them kings and priests to God, and express their assurance that they shall reign with him on earth, verses 8 through 10. And next, an innumerable company of angels join the living creatures and elders in a doxology or ascription of glory to him, verses 11 and 12. Yea, every creature in heaven and earth, upon it and under it and in the sea, are introduced as giving glory both to him that sat upon the throne and to the Lamb. Verse 13, and the whole is closed by the living creatures saying amen to all, and by the elders prostrating themselves and worshiping the living and eternal God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain for our sins. We acknowledge that today. God bless you, Brother John, wsm217@gmail.com. Praise him today.